A Prayer for Small Miracles by Greg Laurie. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Hebrews 13:7. The Israelites lived in fear of their enemies, the Midianites. The Midianites had numbers so large, they were described in the Bible as being as numerous as locusts. They were everywhere, and the children of Israel were greatly outnumbered. They needed to defeat the Midianites, but they needed someone to lead them. So God found a man named Gideon. When we're first introduced to Gideon in Judges 6, he was hiding from his enemies, threshing wheat. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." I can imagine Gideon looking around and saying, "Who? Are you talking to me?" If there was anything Gideon was not at that moment, it was a mighty man of valor. But through a series of events in Gideon's life, he was transformed and became a man of great courage. He summoned the people to go into battle against the Midianites. Then the Lord came to Gideon one day and delivered a message that I'm sure he wasn't pleased to hear. His army was too big. Maybe Gideon said, "You're joking. I love it when you joke, Lord. Too big? We're already outnumbered and we're too big." But God wasn't kidding. He didn't want anyone to say they defeated the Midianites in their own strength. So he gave Gideon a test for the men that would thin out the ranks. In the end, Gideon was left with 300 men, and with 300 men, God defeated the Midianites. You see, our numbers don't have to be large. God can do a lot with little, and God can use little people to do big things. You are never too small for God to use, but you can be too big. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there are days when we don't know what to do, when all direction seems to lead us nowhere. We ask that you guide us in these difficult times. Help us to rise up as courageous leaders. Give us the strength and wisdom to accomplish your will and to stand firm upon your commands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.